Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And as we kick it, let's start this week the right way, shall we? Everything is working well. All the switches are in the right place. So what better thing to do now than to go to a writer and podcaster with whom you are acquainted slightly, ever so a little bit, maybe. That being writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Bill, every time we talk,
yeah,
we end with you and I going, we should get together and go to another class.
Yes.
And then I go, okay.
When?
Where? and on top of that, you're trying out new guns. You're doing videos all the time.
Right.
I read something recently, and it was sort of a clever article. It was talking about a photography class. And it's apocryphal. It's true, but the story is bigger than just the example. This photography teacher goes, Who likes to press the shutter? And a bunch of students put up, who likes to work in the dark? Okay, if you like to take photos, I'm going to judge your work this semester by just how many photos you take. How many of you like to then tweak the photos and do things? And okay, I'm going to judge you. Give me a perfect picture. And the story is that the people who took a lot of photos looked at their work and said, it's got to get better here. I did it again the next day. It's got to get better here. The way that applies to us is I went shooting. My wife and I are looking for new firearms. There are differences between the guns. And I've been dry practicing every day because I've got a qualification in a class I'm taking. And now I'm wondering whether I'm measuring the difference in the guns or the fact that I've touched my stupid gun every day for a couple of weeks. Oh, that made me better too. So until you get to the perfect class, go touch your gun and at least dry practice. Go to the range. Do anything and then go, oh, you know, I know how to do that just a little bit better. I thought I was pushing straight back. Instead, I was pushing a little to the side. Oh, look how much better that makes you. And you can't fix that until you press the trigger a lot.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, when's the last time you were out at the range taking video?
3 weeks ago.
Oh, see, that's too long.
I know. Well, I mean, so, we had Father's Day, right? And birthdays, grandbaby birthdays on the same weekend. And then this past weekend, it was just like a monsoon. And today, so I decided to, I decided the studio needed more storage.
Okay.
So I decided to go to Goodwill. Right? Because I figured, okay, I don't need beautiful storage. I just need functional storage. So I find some functional storage while I'm there. And then I'm looking around as I'm walking out. They bring out this beautiful leather overstuffed armchair with ottoman. And I'm like, how much you want for that? They said $45. I said, sold.
Done.
So then I had to come here last night. And I started at 7:30 p.m. And I had to completely move everything in the studio. To make room for those two items, right? And I'm very organized right now at the moment. As long as I don't move anything, I'll be good to go. But then after I get done pre-recording today, then I have to go to the Goodwill store and throw them in the back of the truck. And because they're both so gigantic, I can only do one at a time, so it's going to take me two trips. So that's my range time today.
Yeah, I'm. Hopefully, you can do some. Here's the practical point.
Yeah.
That 10 minutes that you spend dry practicing, that's real, and you can do that. And it's not as good as, yes, you're right. I wish you were in a class with a superb firearms instructor giving you great feedback minute to minute. But that 10 minutes of dry practice, go do what you can do, and you'll be surprised how much better your shooting is. Another great story. We're telling stories here.
Sure.
Did I tell you this one from Jim Irvine, the president of Faster?
No.
Do you remember that? He's talking about, and he wasn't at this meeting, but you'll see why he heard about it. This school resource officer stands up. It's toward the end of a school board meeting. They've said, look, this is what we're going to do this year. These are the changes. This is what same pluses and minuses. And he goes, can I just speak to the board for a minute? Yeah, I go, okay. I'm part of a security team at school. We think we're doing the right things. The good news is the school cares about the safety of the kids. We're listening. If there's a problem, we're trying to fix it before it's violent. But I'm wearing a uniform.
Right.
You can see me at 200 yards. And everybody knows what I look like. If my school's attacked, it'll probably start with me. I don't like that, but I'm okay with it because we have a security team. If I get shot, you know, I'm plated up. I'll probably survive, and I'll certainly fight. I probably won't succumb quickly in any case, and maybe I can stop the murderer. But what makes that worthwhile is knowing there's a security. If they're shooting at me, they've just announced what they're doing to the world, and the security team will stop this guy.
Right.
Because what makes that job not worthwhile is if I get shot and the kids die.
Well, I mean, the key to stopping any rampage shooting is to disrupt the pattern.
Well, so, and that's what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
Right there he goes, the day you get rid of the security team so they're not people behind me, that's my last day on the job. And I thought, for all the school resource officers who don't have that group of volunteers, their school board said, no, a school resource officer who shows up a couple days, some hours, some days, that's good enough. We hope, depending on hope is a bad plan,
right,
that the murderer won't know when he's there and won't wait until he's gone. And therefore, our schools are safe. And I'm going, wow, this school resource officer just put all of that to shame.
Indeed. Well, I mean, and if and now this guy is a uniformed police officer?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I always think, whenever I think about uniformed police officers, I know that they're not all like Scott Peterson or the entirety of
right.
law enforcement in Uvalde, Texas. They're probably more like the guys in Nashville, for the most part.
Yes.
So.
Well, here's something I wondered. Just excuse me a minute. You used to, in the military, you served on a machine gun.
Okay.
A real.
I will tell you what.
Built threat monster.
Hang on right there, if you will, with that particular
okay.
thought. You can ask me that question when we get back. Tell everybody how to find you, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, 20 minutes once a week. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. That runs an hour and a half. I write the Slow Facts blog. You get a couple entries each week. 2100 waiting for you now. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at OpsLens.
And on Mondays, he spends a little bit of time here with me and you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Welcome back. This is Locked and Low. We are speaking with Rob Morrison. He was about to ask me a question about when I was a M60 gunner. Yes, sir.
The reason that came to mind, Bill, was thinking about armed defense in schools. By the way, I'm not advocating that we issue M60 machine guns to the defenders in schools. That if you think that's cool, you are the gun geek. I sit and bow at your knee, but I don't think it's very practical. But what I was reading is that crew-served weapons the guy who had a buddy next to him helping him.
Right.
A bazooka, a machine gun, a mortar. When they said, make that guy over there stop shooting at us, the crew served weapons guys did it. Whereas an isolated soldier, particularly one where they say, here, you're over here. If you see somebody shoot at it, that guy goes, if I do, they might shoot back. The guys who were working together said, wait a minute. I'm supporting my buddy here. There's people followed instructions better when they were acting as a team.
Right.
I feel that, but I don't have all the words to explain it. Was that true in your experience as well? I mean, just in the exercises?
Well, I mean, the A gunner with an M60 machine gun, his thing is to keep ammo in my general field of view, so that I can either,
right.
He's either going to be hooking up my belts for me as I'm feeding him through, if I really have something I need to suppress. Or he's going to be on the lookout trying to see what's ever out there. But the M60 is a suppression weapon.
Right.
So when I'm suppressing, like if I'm going right, he should be going left. So he's probably popped up and already shooting. And, yeah, it's a pretty good, he's not like a spotter or something. But mainly he's more like a mule. Which is horrible to say, but I mean, it's the truth. He's more like a mule in that he is primarily just there to make sure that I have ammunition coming. And he also helps me by, he's lugging the spare barrel, because you carry a spare barrel with those things. They're easy to pop on and off. One switch and it's done. Do you need to cough real quick? If you do, tell me now.
Now.
There we go. And back just like that. So, the A-gunner, yeah, they play a role. They play a fairly pivotal role when it comes to that kind of stuff. But it's fire and maneuver in a small unit is very much a thing. Here, go ahead and cough real hard now if you need to. This is the drama of live radio when you have the allergies, things happening. I myself have a Bradford pear tree out front. I have tried to kill it many, many different ways. I have not yet managed to kill it. So, but I'm working on it.
But what was so fascinating about that to me is, remember at Uvalde, Robb Elementary School in Uvalde,
right.
We had 40 kitted up cops standing outside two unlocked doors.
Yeah.
And they didn't go in.
No.
They kept saying, well, I'm waiting for the signal. Who's in charge? So that says there's an advantage if one guy, you know, that's why we no longer wait for a team of law enforcement to arrive at a school shooting and stop it. You got one guy, you go. Would you like to have somebody else at your back? Yes. But we can't wait. We cannot wait. And it turns out that the groups who trained as a team, there's a SRO, there's there's probably someone in the cafeteria, a custodian, a bus driver, a couple of teachers, maybe coaches, maybe people in the music instructors, shop class, who knows? And on the weekend, they set up an example. It's force on force. Okay, you guys are all in your class. Somebody's going to try and do something bad on campus. You react to it.
Right.
And all of a sudden, wait a minute. That sounded like gunfire. I'm not going to wait to see what happens. I'm locking my classroom door. It's not in my lap, so I'm going to move toward it to see how I can help. It might mean that you go through two corners and you see something in a hallway. Good. That means it can't leave that hallway.
Right.
You've contained it. And maybe you hear bangs coming from a classroom and you get in an alcove right next to the classroom. Okay. It can't go any farther. More than likely, you see a kid with a you come through a door, there's a stranger with a gun, and you stop it right then and there.
Well,
but the fact that there were other people moving
right.
kept people from huddling or going, what was that? Is this a drill? No, I'm going to react. And if it's a drill, fine, I can start over. If I shouldn't have moved, fine, we'll do it again.
Well, the beauty of anybody that knows what they're doing with that kind of stuff, like if I were to go in somewhere and there's a rampage shooting happening, and yes. I see a cop getting ready to go in and I have a weapon on me, I can look at him, and if he wants to do it, I can say, son, I know what I'm doing, so if you want to go on the right, I'll go on the left. Because the reason you want to have two sets of eyes is because it is harder for the rampage killer to engage two than it is one.
Yes.
And for a moment, I would imagine for a moment, since I've never been a rampage killer, I have to imagine this. If two targets present themselves to me versus just the one, I would think to myself, which one do I go for first? And having said that, I don't really know what the answer to that would be, how you decide which one is the one to go for. But whatever it is, you know, that'd be the one I'd go for. And then
The answer is the one you can shoot first, you shoot first.
Right.
Just pick up any order, go. Do anything. Well, I was reading this article about, you know, touching your gun, do anything to get better. Most real gunfights aren't, I know it sounds counterintuitive, aren't a matter of perfect accuracy.
Oh, no.
It's, they were shooting at me, so I kept my head down and moved. Oh, that means you weren't shooting back. Okay, for some good guys, I shot the bad guy. I don't know if he's dead, but he's not shooting anybody anymore.
Right.
I don't need to go in there and secure. I can wait for guys who are tacked up in vests. If I've got him trapped in the teacher's lounge that's empty, sweet. That means EMTs can get to the injured people now.
Right.
Even if I had killed this guy, I probably can't leave him there with the gun. I'm still probably stuck watching him. But that means the rest of the school can, hey, everybody, all my colleagues in all the other classrooms, all the administrative staff, come toward
hang on for
you
me.
You know, it's the second.
Hang on for me.
Sorry, I did it again.
We're talking. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. President Biden says the U.S. and its allies played no role in the recent mercenary rebellion in Russia.
We made clear that we were not involved. We had nothing to do with it. This was part of a struggle within the Russian system.
Speaking from the White House, the president said officials continue to assess the situation, and it's too early to reach a conclusion about what is taking place. Intense storms in the United States have resulted in flight disruptions, potentially causing delays and cancellations for American travelers. According to FlightAware today, over 1,200 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. have been canceled, while more than 3,300 flights across the country have been delayed. Honda is launching a major recall of SUVs and minivans because of a problem with rear-view cameras. The company says the camera images may not display on the dashboard screen due to a faulty cable connector. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back, talking to Rob Morse, and you should never lament when we're talking because it's talk radio. You know, that's we're supposed to be doing talk radio. It's not a video thing; it's a talk radio thing. So, anyway,
what was amazing to mind, and until you've done some force on force recently, it's so easy to forget.
Right,
things were changing constantly. And that's how the good guys won. We reacted to him faster than he could think and respond.
Right.
Technically, it's a OODA loop. Whatever it is, practically speaking, we confused him and we stopped him, and then we called the good guys to clean up the mess until the guys in a blue uniform and the guys carrying a stretcher could help us. Just do anything and it will work. What bothered me about this is the governor of Tennessee recently. He goes, I'm going to spend $123 million to put an SRO in every school. And I go, you're lying to us, governor. Because when you have a budget problem, that money will go away. Yeah. And the school resource officer won't be there before school when the kids show up for choir practice or for swim practice or weight training for football team. They won't be there after school when the sports, you know, when the tennis team is playing or whatever else is going on after.
Right.
One guy can't do it all and where's his backup? And you Tennessee politicians made that backup illegal. Shame on you. You're the guys who, if we had informed press, they'd ask embarrassing questions. And we'll see how it turns out.
Well, you know, when you're talking force on force, the thing about force on force, nobody really, sometimes I don't think they quite fathom how fast and quick this evolves. It's a very fluid situation. So,
right.
First things first, when you're force on force, movement is going to be key. So you need to constantly be moving. Being in a covered position means that so if somebody bursts upon you, unless you are the most hardened combatant out there, initially you're going to be startled when they burst in. So the first, the easiest way to keep that from happening that I found with the force on force training I did was to be constantly moving. Unless, of course, we were setting up an ambush, which I didn't necessarily like doing. And I much preferred being slung with the being setting up on an ambush with an M60 means they're looking for you.
Yes, they are.
So if you're slung up and everything, and if you can manage to move a little bit with it, like I could, then you're going to be much better off. But with an AR, on the other hand, or anything else that you might be, handgun, whatever, it just boils down to understanding that it's going to be quick. And the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. That's really something you really need to practice a lot.
What? When I was watching the animation of the attack at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, that attacker made all kinds of mistakes. And any teacher who got the kids, here, the door opens to the right, all you kids get in the inside left corner behind me, whoever opens that door, she's probably going to shoot through the glass as the door opens. You know that works?
Yeah.
Very few murderers want to go, hey, let's get in a gun battle.
Yeah.
There's somebody armed in there. I think I'm going to go, let's see, what's another place I can go? It's preferably on another hallway. That's the way they think. That's the way they act. When I was and being startled, I did a defensive gun use segment. A guy in, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Broken Arrow. He's out mowing his grass, and a neighbor comes up, and I don't know whether the guy, no one knows the reason why. This neighbor goes off on him, chases him, backing up into his garage, and he gets cut with a set of lawn shears. The guy's swinging him.
Right.
And finally, the guy goes, I ran out of backup. He's yelled, stop, go away, get off my property. He's at the back of his garage. He shoots his attacker. Or no, he presents his gun. The attacker runs out of the garage and then runs back at him. Now he's charging the armed home murderer that has retreated all the way into his garage. And I thought, oh my gosh, who? You know, I'm worried about the grass in front of my lawnmower when I'm mowing.
Sure.
The last thing I am is situationally aware. My situational awareness goes 5 feet in front of the lawnmower. Wow. To have the presence of mind to back up and then go, oh, I'm not cutting the grass anymore. Stop. Ow, that hurts. You cut me. Here's the gun. Get away. And then the guy charges. Wow. Just, yeah. I could, being overwhelmed, I understand it.
I would be just murdered if somebody caught me while I was cutting. I would be murdered.
By a set of lawn shears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would be. That's probably how come Rand Paul got so beat up that time when he was doing yard work when his neighbor came over there and beat him up.
It takes the first five hits to realize what the heck's going on. One of the instructors I was interviewing said something, though, that I thought was really smart. The more you think about it, the more you recognize what you have to do.
Right.
Oh, I'm being attacked. This is lethal. What the heck? Gun problem. Boom. When you're able to label it a gun problem, awesome. Because what's going to happen later is you're going to go, man, did I have to shoot that guy? You know, EMS declared him dead. I guess I killed somebody.
Yep.
The more you have thought about and go, oh no, this was a lethal threat. If you act out of uncertainty, you're going to pay a psychological price for it later. You're going to keep asking yourself, you're going to relive it more and more, as opposed to, man, I didn't have any choice. I'm lucky to be alive. And it turns out you probably want to go talk to a counselor in either way, because We don't deal with this very often.
Nope.
What I didn't know is you want to talk to your lawyer before you choose a counselor, because psychiatrists, social workers,
they can be subpoenaed.
Different ones can be subpoenaed. Yep. And yes, I didn't know that. There is a difference there.
Yep.
And your lawyer could say, I know he costs another $50. Go talk to a doctor, because that's sealed. Wow. When did you learn that?
Everything can be subpoenaed. I've never been
really.
I've never been deposed due to a shooting, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen things in the past where things magically rematerialize in front of you that you thought were long done.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Interesting.
And that's okay if it does magically reappear in front of you. That's never a bad thing per se. But by the same token, the first thing everybody needs to do, if you like, you live in Louisiana. Do you have any Sorosian DAs in your general vicinity?
On the other end of the state.
Okay.
Yes.
So
New Orleans.
You probably don't have to worry about having self-defense misconstrued with murder.
Right.
So that's one thing you don't have to worry about. So now you can think about lawyers and other stuff. If you live in a place where you have a Sorosian DA, I don't even know that you practice self-defense. I don't even know that that's even a thing. But I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the next break. Tell them once again how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. Both of those come out once a week. I write the Slow Facts blog. That's two or three articles a week. My writing has been picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Somehow, Bill and I find something to talk about.
Well, there's always something to talk about. Anyway, it's always target rich. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. And where would you like to go now, sir?
I have a good news story.
Okay.
The good guys won. And you and I talked about this before. Well, I forget the name of the sheriff in Mecklenburg County, North Carolina. He was slow walking concealed carry applications and pistol purchase permits. They got rid of those finally. But he was just going, no, I'm not slow walking the permit. I'm waiting to get records from Department of Defense. Well, I was never in the military. Well, your spouse was. So it was a DOD slowdown. Finally, they sued this guy. And on the 8th of June, there was a consent order. The sheriff will now process and complete pistol purchase permits in 14 days, take fingerprints the same day when you apply for your carry permit, make all requests for mental health records within 10 calendar days of receiving the application. He'll either issue or deny a permit within 45 days, and the judge ordered the sheriff with respect to issuing permits. Yeah, you have obstructed the law. Stop it. Unfortunately, the delays have been running for more than a year. What's odd is that there are no more in the other 99 counties. They're not having that problem. So with this, what's going to be interesting now is to see if this judge will sit on this sheriff and say, I require, what I didn't read when I read through the consent decree was there's got to be a report in 30 days that shows me that you're following through on my orders. That would make me believe this is real.
Well, okay. I get that. I guess I understand that.
You and it's like, I grew up, the first place I was old enough to vote was when I was at school, in the Chicago area.
Right.
So I'm used to corrupt politicians. I grew up watching them. So unless you tie their hands and nail them to the ground, yeah, they'll lie to us. But the more good news, and I just saw, when did this come out? Oh yeah. On the 23rd, last Thursday. The Firearms Policy Coalition just made a list of all their successes after Bruin. Now, we just had not a defeat, but a setback in New Jersey, where the judge said, yeah, all those prohibited places, that's against the law. And then a three-judge panel, two of whom were appointed by Democrat presidents, said, yeah, there's kind of, but the state says they're necessary. By the way, the Republican judge said, a balancing test is illegal. You can't do that. Okay. There were some setbacks, but FPC pointed out all the ways we won. A federal judge in Texas struck down their unconstitutional ban on handguns being able to be bought by 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. In the Fifth Circuit, Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, the ATF's pistol brace rule was overturned. In the Northern District of Texas, the ATF rule defining a firearm, there was an overturned their rule against customers who were building their own firearms. There was a preliminary injunction in Delaware against self-manufactured firearms. In the Western District of New York, there was an injunction against New York's ban on guns in places of worship. That's half. It goes on and on. It said FPC, Firearms Policy Coalition, look it up, celebrates the first year of Prost-Bruin legal wins. Every time you think, well, those corrupt politicians will never beat them. Well, we did. Over and over. How many are there? 13 times so far. That's changing every day, and I just want to, so, wow. Give yourself a pat on the back, and then if you don't belong, if you haven't donated to FPC, SAF, NRA, you should, GOA, because they're doing some great work and they're having some great successes. Too bad that's not covered every day in the mainstream media.
Right.
On the other hand, if they were, what would you and I talk about? We'd be back talking about what
we'd be back
care.
About talking about training and the holster we found and all this other fun stuff. And I mean, that would be fine with me. That would mean the political fight was over. But that's just never going to happen. Although I think, you know, one of the things that when I look at things, I kind of think the leftists, because they are so they play the long game, but they're very short sighted. Right.
Interesting.
So for a very long time. And I think it was the Violence Policy Council that got out there and said, in order for the leftist agenda to go forward, we have to disarm America.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But with two things, with the Green Deal and with the transgender movement, I think they really overpressed that issue, thinking they could just do it because they weren't going to. They just were so impatient in order to be in control of everything that they have pushed the edge of the envelope. And they're finding out that, well, they can't actually send us all to electric cars because the grid won't take it. And in Europe, they're having to, you know, light those fires and the coal fire generators again and all this other stuff because guess what? Problems there. And then with the transgender thing, I mean, goodness. It's very hard to be a transgender activist company when you bankrupt yourself.
Right.
So to that end, I think they've sort of shaken certain segments of America awake.
Yes. Yeah.
And I mean, when you look at the stuff that they're doing, like especially with the Green Deal, what are they trying to do to get that? Well, they want to ban gas stoves and they want to ban gas cars, right? What does that sound like?
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a cold winter and a hot summer.
Yeah, but it's also the way they go about saying that in order for us not to have any more violence, we have to ban guns.
Okay.
So they've given away their little template game that I've always accused them of playing. It's always been a thing for me. But I mean, I would love it if it all went away as far as the politics part of it. That'd be great. I could make the show shorter. You know, I could just talk about training and gear and all this other stuff. And all right, you went and trained, and how good were the restaurants there? And did you, what kind of entertainment is there out there? And, you know, those little things that matter when you go to a class.
Even better, we'd be able to talk about the restaurants where the sign says concealed carry appreciated.
Yeah.
You and I've met. I've been so lucky to have met Alan Beck and Steve Stambolia.
Yeah.
Those guys are tenacious. So you talked about playing the long game. I follow him on Facebook, and every time one of those guys wins, I feel like a guy in the stands. I want to wave, you know, wave flags, wave, jump up and cheer. In this case, it was Alan Beck's case in Hawaii, where the guy in the Navy, and I forget what job he was doing. He was deployed a long way from home, and he goes for some mental health counseling. Basically, he's homesick.
Right.
And then after, when he goes to apply, and I think he needed to, he already had guns, but he says, here, I want to bring them to Hawaii. I want to register. Well, have you ever had mental health counseling? Sure. I was homesick. Oh, well, that means you can't have a gun in Hawaii, in the state of Hawaii. And he said, say what? And they just paid Michael Santucci and his lawyer, Alan Beck, $130,000. I'm sorry the check wasn't 10 times that.
Yeah.
But
and with that, we run out of time. Tell everybody how to find you again.
Oh, Bill, it's been so much fun.
Yes, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. That latter runs 90 minutes. I write the Slow Facts blog. Jump in anytime. A couple new ones each week. 2,100 for you to look at. My writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Bill, it's been great fun. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Likewise. Coming up next, Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.